Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Everyone, welcome to Pod Maverick After Dark. I'm Kirk Henderson, joined by Josh Bow. Josh is broadcasting with the light on because the Dallas Mavericks just won 116-114 in overtime against the Detroit Pistons in a truly preposterous basketball game. This will be a fun one to talk about. I don't even really know where to start. Josh, how are you?
Doing okay. I've always wanted to know what a knife fight masquerading as a basketball game would look like, and I got to see my wish in that fourth quarter. I enjoyed it, actually.
I mean,
no stoppages. Like, the stoppages were kept to a minimum. The Mavericks shot 36 free throws in this game, and I think they shot after that, 36 free throws, and I think only a few of them came. I don't think they shot any of them for overtime.
Hollowell said right at the end, they shot 30 free throws in the first three quarters.
Okay, so they finished with...
Yeah. And if they finished with 36,
yeah, so
they shot six, then yeah.
And yeah. I mean, I know Mavs fans are going to be pissed off because they want them to call the fouls, and I understand, but I kind of like the not calling fouls and letting these guys beat the shit out of each other for a little bit. It was fun. It was intense. I mean, that was playoff intensity that you typically do not see right before Christmas and New Year. So that was fun. Got to see what Cooper Flagg would respond to a game like that, coming off that loss in Utah as well. He responded. I mean, it was a great win. I don't know where you want to go with first, but I mean, that's Detroit's one of the best teams in the East. I think the Mavericks are just a good team now. I think everyone just kind of has to accept that. Like,
yeah, I was text messaging with a frenemy of the program, Matt Moore, and I just said that I wonder at what point teams flip out of their reverse psychology here, whatever's going on, where every team the Mavs play against for a while now approach the game like the Mavs suck, and then they get punched in the mouth pretty early, and then it's a fight. And you know, we're having an internal discussion, Mavs Moneyball, kind of about intentions of what the team and organization want to do. And the bottom line is, this roster as it's currently constructed simply has too much talent to die. Like, there are going to be games where their offense is horrible, but they play so hard on defense. And when Anthony Davis is in the game at center, controlling basically the 8 feet around the rim, because he knows that if he has to step out a little further, you have Flagg and PJ, you know, coming to basically cover the area for short stints. Like, the Pistons had nothing inside. No. I mean, I know they scored a ton in the paint.
That's but because they got 25 offensive rebounds.
That's right. And that's a different thing. And the Pistons are good at it. And I don't want to lambast the Mavs for something that is kind of by design. I mean, you'd like to see some better rebounding and maybe they'll get there, but the Pistons are just kind of good at it. But the shot attempts on the first attempt, a lot of them were like awful. And no, you know,
Detroit had nothing. Like you said, they shot 39%. They were 18% from three. And really, it felt worse than that. Like, I was shocked they even made 6 3-pointers in that game. Like, when I look at the final stats, I mean, the Mavericks gave them nothing, absolutely nothing.
I have watched Cade Cunningham for a long time. I have never seen Cade hit 3-pointers. Like, I don't, it feels like a bit like Luka in year two, where Luka was putting up amazing numbers, but he just wasn't hitting on the three ball. Every game it just feels, and of course I could be forgetting something, but it's funny watching him play, where they just need one more guy that can shoot from the outside. That's kind of their closing piece is my takeaway from the Pistons. But they just bludgeon you, and you know, Cade was getting some pretty decent looks inside, like, for, and I know I just said the Mavs didn't allow them anything, but that's because he's a good basketball player. If his shot attempts are the best you can. They had nothing within the flow of their offense. Nothing. And it was really something to behold. And I've been pretty kind of questionable about the Mavericks defensive points this year. This game was not that, because, you know, it's physical, it's good defense. I was really pleased with the effort. And you know, I just don't think this team is going to really go anywhere in terms of laying down at any point soon. I mean, yeah, they're pretty far down the standings. You know, you're 11-17, 6 games under .500 is not good. And they have quite the hole that they're like trying to dig themselves out of, but you know,
I mean, the 8th place Warriors are 13-14 right now. Like,
right. And you know, you and I have done this together more or less since the 2019 season. So like, we're in the middle of like year 6 or year 7 of doing these game podcasts. And the thing that I always worry about, and I know you worry about, is am I going to be engaged enough with this team to keep watching and keep coming up with things to talk about. We're at game 28 now. We're game 28. That was what that was. And every game, there's something. Very rare. We've had maybe three duds all year, and that's going to happen. And you, I was expecting the Mavs to get whooped this game. I mean, the Pistons are a good basketball team. They're a very good basketball team. So the fact that they just show up and compete every night, it bodes well for like the long-term Mavs stuff, even if half these guys aren't on the team in 2 years. But it just, you know, it starts and ends with Cooper Flagg. He is, you know, his stat line isn't really anything to write home about tonight. But for what feels like there was a, I need to pull this up in my Twitter feed, but he has, can you filibuster for a second? I want to pull up a stat that somebody put in my timeline that I looked at.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about them not wasting your time, what you're kind of going at. They've played 28 games, and they've played four uncompetitive games in those 28 games. Now, I made this point before. That's not to say they haven't. They only have four bad losses. They have more than four bad losses, because I don't care if you lose to Washington, if you lose a close game to Washington, if you lose a close game to New Orleans, that's a bad loss. I don't care how close the score is. But in terms of uncompetitiveness, they've only played four uncompetitive games. They've only played one uncompetitive game since a November 22nd loss to Memphis. So that's basically one blowout loss that they had no chance in about a month, which they have 17 losses. Like they've played 28 games, they have 17 losses, and only four of them have been uncompetitive. Like, this is a weird team in that, I mean, they are not an 11-17 team. I mean, for the last 2 weeks, their net rating on cleaning the glass has been, I think they're like 11th. Uh-huh. What are they right now? They are fifth in net rating over the last 2 weeks, and that's including the Oklahoma City loss. I mean, yeah. They're playing well, and it's not shocking, because we both talked about before the season, like, even if we didn't, if we both kind of thought this isn't a team we don't think can be a contender, we both also thought, like, the doom and gloom is probably a little too hard, because they just have too many good players. Like, that we weren't, like, maybe they're not going to be a contender, but they're not going to be bottom three in the conference, because unless something goes wrong with injuries, because they roll out. I mean, every team they play besides maybe like the Thunder and maybe Denver, like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Their depth is better than a lot of these teams. I mean, their depth is better than the Pistons, I would argue.
Professional basketball players.
Now, the Pistons' top end, you know, they got Cade and they got Assur. They got Durin. Like, their starters are probably, you could argue, are better. But, like, you just look at the Mavericks lineup and it's like, okay, you start Davis, Washington, Najee Cooper. You go on your bench, Daniel Gafford, Klay Thompson, Brandon Williams, Max Christie. Like, they don't have like weak links like some of these other teams have, where it's like the Pistons played Javonte Green for 18 minutes and he was bad.
Yep.
You know, they had to play Marcus Sasser and some of these guys who are like, okay, but it's like, I don't know. I just, the Mavericks seemingly, they don't overwhelm you with top, maybe the primo talent, although obviously Anthony Davis is really good and Cooper Flagg's really good. But they just don't go stretches where they have these lineups that feel like they aren't going anywhere.
Right.
Now that they've moved on from playing 80 at the four. That's kind of, that's the key part of it too.
Well, and I found the stat, and this is as of yesterday, so it does not include tonight's clutch time, where I don't know what Cooper shot, but I do know that he had another field goal to give the Maverick. He had back-to-back buckets in that closing run in the fourth, right? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, he had the potential game winner too at the end before.
So that's what this stat that I pulled up is. Cooper Flagg and clutch time in the most game tying or lead taking shots in the final 5 minutes of a season. Before tonight, he was 12-17 in those situations, which is leading the league. Cade Cunningham was second, and SGA and Maxey were also second. And you know, I was kind of just rambling about Coop because, you know, he had you look at his stat line. If somebody didn't watch tonight's game, they probably see, you know, you tune in, you go, okay, he has 23 points, 10 boards, 4 assists, pretty good line, not very efficient. But the efficiency, the shots he was getting off were the kind of, he's taken like these drives at the rim, drawing 2 and 3 guys, and he got AD probably 8 points on putbacks. Just by putting it up on the rim in a way where AD could go and get it. And you know, the two buckets that he made down the stretch, 2 of his 8 in the that was, one of them should have basically been the game winning basket. Only Isaiah Stewart got fouled on a kind of a wonky loose ball situation, sent the game into overtime. The shot that he made that was a game winner was awesome. It was awesome.
Pull up midi.
Yes.
This guy.
That's the kind of game, you know, that area of the floor, I don't want to call it a lost art, but it's like the best players in the NBA get and make those shots right now. That's where your SGAs of the world make a living. That's where, you know, your Jokic's, people who are really good at these 2-point shots that are not really the most efficient shot. They're not long twos. They're not like what we're talking about here, but it's just a difficult shot that you have to get in, you know, when the game slows down. And one of the things that we reasonably lamented whenever Luka Doncic was traded away is like, we're not going to have a guy to go to in these situations. Like, that was a thing because Luka was good at these things. And the fact that Cooper is in this situation already where he feels so comfortable with the ball in these situations, I just, it's remarkable to watch. And I was having a Twitter discussion today. Through 30 games, I am more impressed with Luca, or I'm sorry, with Cooper than I was with Luca. Maybe it's because I think it's largely because my expectations were different. Like, I kind of was all in on Luca very early and knew he was going to be a star, but that roster was difficult and he was, you know, figuring out how to play NBA basketball. The difference is I don't think we'll ever see Luca's second year was amongst the most impressive things we will ever see in the NBA. And it's just kind of lost to time due to the COVID year. But Cooper he's really remarkable. Like he really helped control this game because the Mavericks, once again, Brandon Williams was a little wonky tonight. I felt not awful by any stretch, but just the physicality of the Pistons. He's not exactly the stoutest guy. Ryan Nemhart, I wonder what happened to him. Like
that was interesting because they were playing very well with him on the floor. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had 7 assists, 2 turnovers. He was scoring like okay, like he wasn't relying on jumper. Like he beat Cade off the dribble to score at the rim in the first quarter, and I was like okay. So mm-hmm. I don't know what happened there in the second half in the fourth quarter. Not that Williams was bad, but it was just I don't know what Nemhart did to not finish.
Wait, 22 minutes is odd. Like I wonder if they are looking at some numbers and some things that we don't see where, because I wonder his minute total rare. I guess he did play a ton in the Utah game. 7 assists, 2 turnovers. Like he played a fine game. And you know, Williams also is just, Williams got to the line a bunch.
Williams was fine. It's more just he kind of played the entire fourth quarter, it felt like, in overtime. Yeah. And I'm just wondering what happened there. But
right. Okay.
But Cooper was great. Yeah, I wanna hit on Cooper before we go to break, because I know we're gonna go to break.
Please.
The box score is saying he had 0 turnovers, which is kind of weird because I think he technically had 1 at the end, unless they're calling that like a shot attempt where he kind of lost the ball, where he got fouled, but they didn't call it. So either way, though, 40 minutes in this game and only, let's say he had 1 turnover that the box score isn't giving him, or 0 turnovers. I mean, that's ridiculous. And by the way, toward the fourth quarter in overtime, they were kind of just giving him the ball and clearing out. So the fact that his ability to be calm under pressure, maybe he's not going to be the type of floor raiser with his passing that a Luka is, or, a LeBron is, or some of these other, big playmakers. Like maybe he doesn't have that in him, but the fact that he also doesn't throw the ball away, like is it, with how much he's handling it, how much he's shooting it, how much he drives it. I mean, that's huge. That's absolutely huge. And he's not even 19 yet, and he's doing that. And then the other thing I wanted to hit on, we could hit it on after the break, but the Mavericks had 15 blocks. Cooper had 3 of them.
I do want to hit on this after the break, because we're already at the 16 minute mark, and I don't want
to. Yeah, let's go to break. Yeah.
All right. So, guys, if you are at all interested in supporting the podcast, and I think many of you are, which we are really grateful for. Here's how you do it. You listen to the ads. You could give directly by clicking one of those links, or you can grow the show with us and tell your friends to listen. We are, an independent podcast, more or less. We're on a network. We're on the same network as what's the name of our network? Why is my brain?
Odyssey.
We're on Odyssey, which is like the same company that owns what's the sports station here?
105.3 The Fan.
Right. We're technically a fan adjacent podcast, only those guys never talk to us. So we just kind of live in our own world here. And, your support means the world to us. I will be putting those ads in and we will be right back.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown scorer or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks so much for listening to the ads. While I have you here, we'll be doing a Mavs party tonight. Those have not been, they're a little less sparsely attended lately. We have not as many people coming in, but I want to have that opportunity out there. If you want to talk about the game, pop in and let's talk about things. They're an interesting team. There's a lot to talk about. So if you have takes or thoughts or anything you want to discuss, please hang out and we'll do the Mavs party. Housekeeping, because I want folks to know this. Next week is going to be a weird week. The Mavericks play on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Thursday is Christmas. I am doing some travel. I've not taken really a game off yet. Josh is insisting because I'm driving across the country. So on the Monday night game, we'll have one podcast, probably also for the Tuesday night game, one podcast. Christmas, not really sure yet. I'm going to be in a different place with a different setup. But we will have something, probably not immediately after the game, though, just because our kids will still be awake. I suspect something later in the evening on Christmas evening. So just be cognizant of that. We will. Jackson and Smith and Jigba overtime touchdown. Sorry. Big for my fantasy. Fantasy winnings. Anyhow. All right. So let's circle back to the stuff. We're 20 minutes into the show here, and there's a lot you could talk about. What do you want to do? Defense?
Blocking? Yeah, the blocks. They had 15 blocks.
This has to be not the circle back, but this has to be what was in Nico Harris.
This is the vision.
Like not this group, because he wanted AD.
He wanted AD or four. Yeah.
But defensive minded versatile back line is what.
Well, and also Cooper wasn't in his vision.
That's so, true. Like, no matter what he says. Yeah. Fortune favors the bold. That's right. Yeah. But it's the idea of an athletic back line that can protect the paint at all costs. Wow, is all I really have to say to that. Wow.
Yeah. Their front court. I mean, Cooper had three, PJ had four, and Davis had three. Which is funny because the Pistons scored 70 points in the paint tonight. But again, they had 30 second chance points and 25 offensive rebounds. I mean, they shot about a little under 54% in the restricted area, which is like 13% below league average. So the Mavericks did their job. They just couldn't board, because that's just what Detroit does. They kind of maul you down there, and the Mavericks, you know, that's what happened. But so credit the Mavs. Really, if the Mavericks weren't playing as good a rim defense as they were, I mean, Detroit might have had like 50 second chance points. They might have had like 80. They might have had like 90 points in the paint. The Mavericks were just all over the place. They were rotating well. I mean, in Detroit, they have no spacing. They have like Duncan Robinson didn't play for most of the second half. He was very bad in this game, but like when he went out, I mean, who are you guarding from the perimeter on this team?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Like no one. So the Mavericks were able to do what they do best is pack the paint. And again, like you play Davis at the five and you play PJ and Cooper behind him, the versatility, you know, when Davis isn't at the four, like, so you've got all this shot blocking, but you're not giving up, you know, as easy blow bys because you're not asking Anthony Davis to chase guys out and close out on 3-point shooters. Like you've got Cooper and PJ doing that, who you'd much rather do. And then when, but you still don't have that disadvantage of when Davis has to come out, whether it's on the screen or rotating over, your weak side defender is PJ or Cooper, who are tremendous shot blockers in their own right. Like there's just no disadvantage there. And I think that's like a key to their defensive philosophy. And it's been that way since they made the trades before they went to the finals. Like I think PJ, I've said this multiple times, I think he's the best weak side rim protector the league has in terms of covering for the primary rim protector. Like, I don't think there's a better, like, I think he's one of the best forwards, shot blocking forwards the league has. Like, I that's the way I feel.
He would be, if he were trade eligible, he would be in every single discussion going on right now. He is he's just an ideal third guy right now. He has limitations. And I think when defenses load up on the right guys, we saw this in the finals 2 years ago, PJ is going to be overwhelmed. He's not capable of handling like the primary burden for more, you know, against really good teams, but he just
fills the box score. He does a little bit of everything every time he's out there. I mean, this stat line's hilarious. He has 13 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks. It's just all over the place. I mean, I couldn't be more pleased watching PJ night in and night out. Sometimes he drives me a little nuts. You know, it's tell me if this makes sense to you, but like he and Cooper, I don't want to say they share skill sets, but like Cooper's just a little tighter with the handle, with his finishing ability, and with his shot. But the two of them on the floor together really complement one another in really functional ways, I think, on both ends of the floor.
No, absolutely. I mean, they're very similar defensive profiles in terms of what they like to do and what they're good at. But yeah, Cooper is a bit more, I mean, this sounds so silly to say comparing like an 8-year vet or whatever PJ is to an 18-year-old rookie, but like Cooper is a more polished scorer. Yep. But that's not the, you know, PJ's still very good for what he does.
His role is perfect. That's really where I'm attempting to say is like his function, regardless of whether the Mavs are good or bad, it works and you see the value. And you know,
if PJ is your third best scorer instead of your second, your team is a lot better, I think.
And I just can't help but think, depending on what direction the Mavericks choose to go, I think he's gonna command the most. He's 27. He's in either is this year the start of his extension or does it
next season?
Next season, he's locked down through his prime at a wonderful price. If no matter what course the Mavericks take, I think they're probably in good hands with PJ because he's the kind of guy I would like to see on the team. He raises the floor a lot. It's fun watching him most nights. Occasionally his handle drives me insane, but you know, not everybody can be perfect. So yeah. This is killing me. How the hell did Daniel Gafford have 5 turnovers in 16 minutes?
he brought the ball down a lot.
Okay.
When he was near the basket and the Pistons. And again, since there was no fouls getting called in the end of the game, he had a couple there in the fourth. I think he had a couple elsewhere in the game. But yeah, that's what your sixth grade coach tells you, right?
Yes.
Don't bring the ball down. You're taller than everyone else. My coach would kill me whenever.
Oh, Parker is just dying with this lately. He's a pretty good rebounder because he's just physical, but he gets the ball and he bends at the waist. And I'm just like, stop it. Keep it here. Keep it here. Don't hurt anybody with elbows, but keep it here. It's very, it's he'll learn one day, but it's the Pistons are so like Durant is just such a hoss. Like watching that guy move around, you know, I'm sure the Pistons are real pissed about the foul situation in this game. I think they might've had some pretty good arguments in the first half. You and I normally, we don't really like talking about the refs either way, but the refing was,
it was a weird game.
Weird. Yeah.
But I did like the fourth and overtime. I know.
Yeah, those were great. At the very end there, they showed it so many times. He gets the offensive rebound, and I think he just loses the ball. I don't really like. I thought Davis was absolutely like holding his arm, but then he pulls away from Davis and gets a shot and tries to get the shot, and the ball just rolls out.
I know.
It's great. It was great. You know, there's constant discussion with this Mavs team because everyone and their uncle quite reasonably has the position of the Mavs need to build around Cooper Flagg. So when you watch this and you know the Mavs draft situation, you're like, I love watching them, but the ideal outcome is the Mavs play hard and then lose close. We talked about this earlier in the show. I just think they're too good right now.
Yeah.
This isn't going to happen that much. So
if AD stays on the floor and he keeps playing center and Cooper doesn't get hurt, like, you know, whatever they bet, this is like, it feels like, knock on wood, this is like the healthiest stretch of games they've had in a while. And we say that with, you know, Derek Lively suffering, you know, season ending surgery and all that stuff. But AD's been upright for mostly. And
let's talk about AD. That's the one guy we didn't really talk about much here. What his game? Sorry, of course my dogs. This is just an ongoing bit with my dogs deciding to drink water only when I podcast. Huck, are you serious right now? Davis. I'm trying to think how I want to say this. They have to stop treating him like a first option on offense.
They did in the fourth quarter.
Not in the fourth quarter, no, but in the first half.
I know.
It's like, let's go to the AD ISO. If he just plays in the damn dunker spot, he's going to get 15 points a game. That's what he did in the second half, and that's where he scores.
But he's not a dunker spot player, Kirk.
I don't fucking care. Like that's got to be one perk of having an asshole like Jason Kidd in charge, where it's like someone needs to be like, look, you're getting paid $1 trillion. Who cares how you get your points so long as you do? Because everyone knows he can't shoot. Anthony Davis discussions drive me crazy because they were almost all of the discussions center around a player who he has never been, a player who can shoot. He's had 6-game stretches where he's hot. But this was a great game or a great example of let's just do what he's good at and he's going to impact the box score. He was 0-for-8 at one point and he finished. What did he finish here?
I think he finished 7 of his next 9 or something.
7 of 8. So that means he started 0-for-8 and finished 7 of 10. That's fantastic. Like,
fourth quarter and overtime, I don't think he. I mean, it was the Cooper show. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the Cooper show. Like you said, almost all of 80's points were off putbacks, assisted plays near the rim, you know, cleaning up, being a little bit of a garbage man.
Do you know how great it feels to be able to have like Anthony Davis as a release valve under the rim?
Yeah.
Like that's gotta be amazing. Because I mean, let's be honest, most bigs, this is just bigs. This is the state of the world. Most bigs, you throw them a bounce pass on a drive, it's going off their knees, going off their hands. They're getting fouled. They're getting slapped. That ball gets in AD's hands down there. He's probably scoring because he's just unbelievable around the rim. Yeah. It vexes me so much because he's a great basketball player that doesn't want to play the way that makes him great on offense. Defense, whole nother
defense,
story.
He was good start to finish.
Yep. He's a monster. Like this is great stuff. Like this AD can play till he's 37 years old when he's down there doing this sort of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just needed to kind of get that off my chest.
What was crazy was they built like a 16 point lead in the first half with him not making any shots. So like, yes. I mean, and that goes back to him. He was great defensively. And then everyone else was really good too. I mean, the Mavericks controlled this game. I mean, this should have been a blowout.
Yeah,
if we're being honest, like Detroit had nothing this game. Mm-hmm. The Mavericks kind of kicked their ass for most of it. And then Detroit got back into it because they just kind of they junked the game up.
That's right.
And they got back into it and the refs allowed it to be junked up, which is fine. It happens. I'm kind of glad. Like it was fun to see Cooper like, hey, how are you going to handle a game like this? And he was fine.
So he becomes the third 18-year-old ever to score 500 points before
just behind 19. Kobe and behind
yeah LeBron. And that's kind of a calendar thing. Like those records will likely never get broken because the NBA has like a literal age limit now that unless they take that away.
Yeah, because Kobe and LeBron were like true
yeah
18 yeah. Like they didn't turn 18 till 19 till like
the remember when Jermaine O'Neal and Andrew Bynum were drafted when they were 17. Like yeah. Those sorts of things, you go and look at this stuff and you're like, wait, what? How did that even happen?
It's a right.
Great deal. Okay. 6 o'clock game on Saturday. Can't tell you how excited I am about that because that means we'll be in here at 8:30, which means we'll be out of here by 9, which means I can watch television with my wife. Boom. Really excited for that one. Anything else you want to hit before we get out of here?
No, that was just a fun game. I had fun watching it. I hope more of the games are like that.
I agree. Head over to Mavs Moneyball. We had two very good pieces, one of which I knew was coming because yep. Meta writes every week. And then our buddy Brent turned in a column that serves as like a nice, it's like a, it's a, it's a, the two columns work really well together, despite being about slightly different subjects. And I don't want to spoil what they are, but just head over to Mavs Moneyball and look below the fold, because we publish a lot of stuff, but look for Brent Brooks's column and Meta Robinson's column, and they're quite good.
Yes, they are.
So hang out if you want to join Mavs Party. Josh is going to go do some editing, and then we'll be back around. See you guys on Saturday night. Go Mavs.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.